Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Champs Drink Champs. This is actually a Cheers to Careers episode, so you have just me, your lovely host, Shelby. Also, I busted out my old microphone that we bought when we originally started the podcast. I think I finally got it to work, but when we bought them, which we dropped a bag on these when we were committed to the podcast and we could not figure out our sound issues. But I did some testing before and it seems like it's fine. So I truly hope that it stays fine based off of my test recordings. But like, if not, super sorry, not going to record it again. Just kidding. I'm a perfectionist and I probably would. But anyways, that is not why we're here, to talk about my microphone. Okay, cheers to careers. Welcome back. I think we're at a pace of like one episode a month, which I think is good. Hopefully that's all right for you guys too. If there's, like I've said a million times, if there's ever like any career things that you guys want to talk about before, or like you want a certain topic, slide into my DMs, slide into the podcast DMs. I'm happy to pump you up on a Monday night in your DMs about a conflict you're having with work. So don't forget that I love talking about these things. Okay, so this episode today is going to be about changing careers and finding your passion. This is something that I think everyone goes through multiple times throughout their life and also like throughout their career. There's going to be multiple times that you just go through a phase where you're like, wait, I don't know if I enjoy this anymore, or am I actually doing something that I am passionate about, or X, Y, and Z. So that's what we're talking about today. Changing careers and finding your passion. So quick little update about me and my work situation. Technically, you could say that I'm kind of getting close to this being an option for me, where I'm like, okay, do I need to change careers? And when I say careers, it could be change jobs, or it could mean completely changing your career. So think of it however you need to for what situation you're in. But for me, I'm not at this point yet. I'm starting to hedge that way, I guess I'll say. Things, I'm taking them slow. I am 1000%. I received a demotion. Like, the point is like literally blank. Demotion has happened. We're not calling it a demotion. We're calling it a temporary change while regions are built up. And as things progress, I'll have my job back, blah, blah, blah. So I'm still doing quite a bit of what I was already doing. It's petty. Sometimes I'm like, is this my ego? No, it's not. It's the corporate fuck, like I said in our previous episode. But part of me is like, is this just me taking this personal, which like 100% personal feelings were attached to that. But I'm still doing quite a few things that I was already doing. I still have the ability to lead to a certain extent. I still have the ability to make decisions to a certain extent. But what it comes down to is I don't have any direct reports anymore. My title is not changing for now. My salary is not changing for now. I did not get a raise. Technically I should still get my bonus. Don't know what 2024 looks like. But I don't know. I'm kind of riding a wave right now. I went through a gazillion emotions and I let myself feel each of them. You know, like I was mad, I was confused, I was fighting, I was helping other people. Like, I've been through all of them. And I'm at the point right now where I'm kind of just like, okay, I'm riding a wave right now. I don't have an insane amount of emotions tied to what's happening. So that's why I'm not fully at this crossroad yet. I won't lie though, when I say that the passion thing is coming up a little bit more for me right now. And I don't know if that's just because the eclipse that's happening, the new year for like your horoscopes, new year actually just like restarted. It doesn't start. We've talked about this on like regular podcasts. Like, my Leo, it's just starting. My year is just starting. You know, like, I can't remember what the word is called right now. And I sound like an idiot because I can't think of it. But like, sorry, my brain's not working. Basically, yeah, I can't think of it. But that year is just starting, you know? So like, I don't know if that's why all this is happening or if it's because I went through all of these emotions and I had to have like some real serious conversations and thoughts with myself about my career and what I want out of life and those types of things, and which I haven't fully had those conversations, but like my brain's definitely been like thinking. Anyways, back to the point. The passion thing has been an interesting thing for me right now, because right now I'm in a space where I'm like, am I really passionate about corporate business, HBIC stuff? And like, normally I would immediately say yes. And this challenge, this change, this whatever we're calling it, has kind of put me in a situation where it's like, damn, what do I really want? And am I enjoying this? I think part of it is like my fire and my passion has been fucking kicked in the goddamn ovaries. But not only that, it's kind of like making me question like, okay, what does make me passionate about being in business and especially the corporate world? And does Shelby in her 34 years of life or in once she turns 40 want this? Like, originally I had like a whole plan. Like, I knew exactly how this was going to roll out. I knew certain things that I was going to achieve and how I was going to live life. Like, I'd be working at my beach houses and also still being a corporate badass. And now part of me is like, okay, there's so much more to the world right now. And you've been fucked over a lot. So maybe let's like take a minute and like really evaluate. But like I said, I'm not in a full headspace where I'm at this crossroad or I'm ready to start like fully diving into it. But it's on the agenda to start thinking more about like, what does future career Shelby want? What's her path? So that's kind of just a quick little update about me and my current work situation. Not sure if anyone cares, but I feel like I wouldn't be true to myself if I didn't also share my normal work situation if we're talking about these things, you know? So that's where I'm at. And hopefully I don't need to go down this path of conversation that we're about to talk about to the full extent, but you never know. So first of all, if you are at a point where you are unsure about work, you're unsure about your career, you're unsure about your job, you're finding yourself unsatisfied, unfulfilled, you don't feel passionate about the work that you're doing, like whatever the conversation is for you, whatever this path looks like for you. If you're at a point where you're kind of like, okay, I think I need to change careers, jobs, or I'm not passionate or fulfilled at work, this is probably something that you can go through and try and establish like what your passions are, help you reignite passion, because sometimes you can just reach like a burnout in what you're already doing. And it takes like a little bit of a restart. And then you're like, oh, hell yeah, this is exactly what I want to be doing. I just needed to like kick my own ass for a second. So there's just multiple things here. So that is where we're at. Okay. The first thing I would say that I would start with, if you're finding yourself in a situation like this, is I would start with understanding your passions. And what that means to me is understanding what makes you passionate about your career, understanding what it is that you actually like to do. Reflect on your strengths and weaknesses. Like, what strengths do you have in your career? What weaknesses do you have in your career? And what tasks and responsibilities do you have that you are in charge of? And probably like, you could put them in a list and you could put which ones you like or dislike. Like, I think it's really important to highlight, like, anytime you're trying to evaluate anything in your life, like break down what it is that you have going on. So break down what your career is or what your passions are and do these lists. So it's hard because passions and career can be separate. So what I would do is understand what it is that you're passionate about first. And I would make a list of like, I love to be creative. I love to do spreadsheets. I love to work with customers. I love to literally whatever it is, like do a brain dump and just make a giant list of all the things that make you have like this ignite, like you're ignited inside, you're passionate about it, you're fired up the way that I can get fired up about certain things. Like, so make a list about those types of things so you can fully understand your passions. And with that too, you can also make a list of things that you're not passionate about. Like, think about things in your life. Like, I personally do not like really dealing with customers. I don't want to be forward facing with customers. Like, my sister is a nurse, and the thought of having to deal with patients coming in and talking to them, or even Taylor, how she just loves to like help these people and she just like has small talk with them, I would literally not make it a week. I would go fucking crazy. I would turn into an alcoholic. I would never want to talk to anyone because I would be so angry. So those things don't give me like passion. Those don't give me excitement. So think about those types of things. For me, some things that make me passionate are obviously wine. But for real, like things that make me passionate when I think of like actual life is I'm truly passionate about having a career. That I do know. I know that I love having a badass job that makes me really excited where I get to be an HBIC. If I can't be an HBIC, that's a problem for me. So those types of things are what you want to like highlight. I'm really passionate about leading. I'm really passionate about having people on my team that I can mentor, that I can see what they're struggling with or help them understand, like, what are you passionate about? Do you like this task? Do you like being in this department? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? So that's more of like career oriented. But if I wanted to break it down into like things that I'm passionate about, that's really hard for me because I'm a black and white thinker as an Enneagram one. And so for me, it's like, I'm either thinking what I'm passionate about as a career, or I'm thinking about what I'm passionate about as Shelby that's not working and like after work. So those would be very separate lists for me and they'd have very different things, but I'm kind of at the point right now where I'm like, okay, maybe Shelby outside of business, Shelby can have a career or find more joy in the passions that are outside of a career. So that's been like a weird thing that I've been like pulling on, like a weird thread that I've been brainstorming on that I need to like really sit down and like actually think about my future a little bit better. So yeah, understanding your passions, reflecting on your strengths and weaknesses. A big thing I would say is like break down what tasks and responsibilities you have in your day-to-day life and highlight whether you like them, whether you're good at them, all of those things. So you can do it where you're a black and white thinker like me and do it based off of career. Or if you are able to just write all of this down, all of your tasks and responsibilities, household, wife, mom, career, all of those things at once, do that. But I think you need to highlight whether you like them or dislike them. And just because it's a strength, like if you like it and it's a strength, that's a positive. So you could put like a little star next to it. Or if you dislike it and it's a strength, then that's one of those things where you're like, okay, I'm really good at this, but I don't fucking like it. And it's okay to say that I'm really good at it and I don't want to do it. Just because you're good at things does not mean you have to be the person doing it. Take me, for example, in my whole career problem that I'm dealing with right now, I'm really good at HR. There's so many pieces of HR that I actually really do enjoy. I love caring for the people that work for the company, like making sure that they have the best experience possible. And I'm like that in my regular life. I want all of my friends and all my family to have the best experience possible and them to have the best life possible. But does that mean I like it for the most part? Not really. There's so many aspects about human resources that I fucking hate. Like I'm really, really good at it. I could crush it. I probably should be doing it, which is maybe the universe is like, Shelby, you actually need this job. This is where you're supposed to go. But like right now I'm very resistant because I don't want to do HR. I don't fully want to do HR. It's not, all of the things don't align for me, I guess I would say. So just because it's a strength does not mean you have to like it. And it does not mean that you have to do it. So I think as you're understanding your passions and you're trying to break all of this down, make sure that you're putting that energy into it. Make a star next to the things that you're good at and that you like. Put something where it's like, oh, I can do this. It doesn't drain my passion. Because if you are doing a bunch of stuff that you are good at, but you don't like it, you're going to get burnt out. You're going to be drained and you're going to be going through this repetitive cycle of, I have no passion at work. Do I need a new career? Like all those things are going to keep resurfacing because you have too many things that you don't like to do. And sometimes, yeah, you have to do things you don't like to do. Like that's just the facts. You're going to have to do things in every aspect of your life, including your career, that it's not a task you want to do. For me, not having an admin or multiple admins to do a bunch of the like work that I have not done in a very long time was a huge shocking moment for me, where I was like, God, I really fucking hate doing these things, but I had to do them. And that's okay, because there wasn't that many. But if there's so many that it was like that, there's no way I would have been like, yeah, fuck this job, I'm out. So I think it's important for you to reflect on those things, decide what your values are, decide what your interests are. And this will help you uncover those potential career paths, potential things that you want out of a job. And while you're in this process, this is when you would take it to the next step, where you start researching your career options. So if you are doubting the type of work that you're in, a big thing that you could do, like you could use ChatGPT and you could literally say, these are the tasks that I'm really good at and I enjoy doing. These are the skills that I have. These are some tasks that I don't like to do, but I can do them. And these are a few of my weaknesses. What type of careers are there doing these things? Is there any jobs like this? Or you could just say, I like doing X, or I'm good at the X. What jobs are there? What career paths are there? And see what chat has, because chat is a wonderful thing that you should be using. But it's important for you to explore those different options. You know, different methods are out there for researching career paths. Like you could literally just go on LinkedIn and start looking at jobs. Like you don't even have to fill in any criteria. You could like put, I want a remote job, I want full-time, I want it in Salt Lake City, or I want it worldwide, like anything like that. And just look at what kind of jobs are up there. And you can have so many filters. You can do it on Indeed too. So there's so many options out there for you to research those different paths. You can also just Google a bunch of things. Like it's insane what you can research. So other than that, I would say as you're exploring those career options and researching them, look at companies that you really like. Like you have a friend that works here and they seem like they have such a good time and they seem like they're such a good company, or you see somebody doing this and they're loving their job and you're like, dang, what is this company? What is this job? Do some research, start looking into those companies. There was, when I was looking before I have found my current job, there's so many companies where I was like, this place seems super dope to work at. And I went to their website and I learned about what they do. And then I looked at what jobs they have. And I used that to kind of help me be like, okay, do I still like the path I'm going on? Do I still like doing operations? Do I still want to be a COO of a company? Like those are things that you can just on your spare time, like just go look and start looking around to see what it is that you really, really are looking for. Finding a good company is a huge thing, you know? So like if you see people working at a good company where it's like, damn, that looks legit, then start following them on LinkedIn and start seeing what they have. And then you never know when a job opportunity is going to come up that you're like, holy crap, I actually could do this. I will say too, right now, there are so many freaking marketing jobs. So if anyone's unfulfilled and they are looking for a job, marketing is the career path that literally I don't see going anywhere for a while. So if you need a new career path, get some marketing skills and or start working somewhere at a lower position in marketing and learn on the job, because those jobs are making money and there's no short supply, I'll say. Other than that, I think until you've really established like what passions you have or what career paths you're really wanting, it can be pretty tricky. You can't just keep searching without any direction for too long, you know? So look at those companies. Why do you want to work there? If you see positions where you're like, oh, I would love to be sitting in these meetings all day. I want to make decisions. I want to make sales. I want to help customers buy a car. I want to help patients that come in and I just want to be there to like support them and do the basic things. Like so many things are out there. If you see those happening and you see people doing them, like literally start exploring them. Glassdoor has a really good way of doing this. You can search for a job title and or like the salary of something too, and it will tell you their entire career path, like what it takes to be one, what kind of tasks they do, and then what that career path looks like. So then you can see your entire career trajectory and start to understand like where you can actually go if you made that commitment to start that career path. But yeah, you have to start finding some direction at some point. It's all fun and games to like sit and brainstorm and keep looking up things like vaguely, but at some point you have to start like heading in a certain direction. Another thing that I think is important to talk about too is, are you unfulfilled because you're chasing the dollar and the dollar is not aligning? Like, so many people think that if they just get a raise, all of their problems will go away. Like, this is the first thing I've always seen in management and in HR is like the first thing people do when they are struggling at home, when they're struggling and they don't actually like their job, they're unfulfilled in their career because it's not what they should be doing. The first thing they do is ask for money. They always think money is going to fix it. And I'm sorry, it might temporarily like make you happy for a month or 2 months. And then you'll slowly be like, I still fucking hate my job. So it's important that you stop and really think about like, are you chasing the money? And are you hoping that will help you stay fulfilled at your job? Does that actually help? Sometimes you get money and no promotion. Sometimes you get money and you still have a shitty fucking job. So that's why I added this one later, because if you go through these steps, kind of like we're talking about, you've already started to talk about your passions. You've already started to talk about your strengths, your interests. You've already started to look at career paths. So at that point, you're already seeing something big and shiny that isn't just tied to money. Hold on, I need to take a drink. This is so off topic, but I watched this podcast. Well, watch or listen to it because it's on YouTube, or you can just listen to it. And people in the comments, she was like asking for feedback for her upcoming season because she's about to take her season break, which like I think we're about to go on break in like a month or so. I need to talk to Taylor about that. She was asking for like feedback about what people like, don't like, just general feedback for the podcast for like the new season. So she can improve and stuff. And someone was like literally giving her shade for drinking on the podcast. Like the noises of her drinking really bothered them. And she was like, sorry, like some people, and like it is ASMR, like some people might really like it. But I do, now that I've like heard somebody say that to her, I'm like, oh my God, some people are probably like, God, can you not take a drink while you're recording? But no, the answer is no. I have to take a drink because it's really hard when you're recording by yourself. And also I have cold wine looking right at me. So now I'm going to take another drink. Should I make it extra loud? I can't, I won't. Okay. Anyways, back to the point. Make sure you're paying attention to the money. So there was a time in my career where I kept thinking like, if they pay me more, then I'll be happy with the bullshit that I'm dealing with. If they pay me more, then I'll feel like I've made it. If they pay me more, then that means I'll hopefully get new responsibilities too. And then I'll hopefully feel fulfilled. So just keep an eye out for that. It's okay to also chase a career for the money, but also you need to have that passion. So it is important that you have something that ties you to wanting that money that comes with that career path. So I'm not chasing a COO position because of the money, which like I love that the money will be part of it. Like that's amazing for me. Love that, sweetie. But the career itself is what I'm chasing. The tasks, the things that make me excited about business, that's what I'm chasing. And the money is secondary. So if you're chasing it just because of the money, you have to make sure that you have some passion still there. Oh, I was like, what is this note that I have? Okay, next thing. I wrote down, can your passion be a career? Because like I said, I'm a black and white thinker and I'm literally only thinking careers. But as we said earlier, you need to understand your passions, and that does not have to be a career, shall we? So can your passions be a career? And the answer I think is maybe, because you might have passions. Like I said, I'm very passionate about wine. Is that a career? Not right now, not unless I'm like a travel influencer that goes and tastes different wines and I'm getting paid by sponsorships, or so many other things could go into it. I could own a vineyard. I could have my own wine label. Yes, that could be a career. It's a lot more difficult sometimes if your passions are your career. And unless it like is something that you're so passionate about that you know you're going to chase and that's the only thing that'll make you happy, then absolutely. But I do think it's a big maybe. And I think it's important for you to evaluate why you would want that passion to be your career. So for me, I'm really crafty. I love to craft. I love to be creative. Do I think I could have a job out of it? Could I have gone into marketing? Maybe. Honestly, probably could have done a pretty good job in marketing if I had those skills, but I don't have a lot of the base skills that I would need to be where I want to be career-wise, management-wise, pay raise-wise, all of those different things, because I don't have those skills right now. But I probably could have, if I would have known more about marketing in my younger years, could have been a path that I think I might have liked. So yeah, I think it's important to just sit and think about what it is that that passion is, or maybe there's multiples. Like, maybe it's that you like to hike. Maybe it's that you love to organize. Maybe that it's you love to do yoga. Those all have potential. There's people that are out there hiking and they're getting sponsored. There's people out there that are organizing people's houses and they're getting paid for it. There's people like Taylor who are so passionate and like literally called to do yoga. And she's starting to turn that into a career. She's starting to turn that into something that can ignite her. And really, it could become something really big. If she puts like her 100% into it, you know, like obviously that would mean she couldn't probably be working at the clinics that she's working at. And I don't even know if they're called clinics now that I said that. Sorry, Tay. I don't know where it is you work, doctor's offices, whatever. But she wouldn't be able to have all those different jobs if she was taking her passion and making it her priority. So I think that's why I would really evaluate these things and what that passion means to you. And it's okay that it's a side hobby. It's okay that it's a side hustle. It's okay that it brings you side income. I am a firm believer, and I've been telling Wally this, that like where the world that we're living in right now and our generation, which I'm 34 and he's 30. Wait, am I even 34 yet? Fuck. I have aged myself twice already on this podcast. I'm still 33, damn it. I'm 33 and that means that he is 37. He'll be 38 this year. Anyways, I think that our generation, for us to, especially if we don't come from money and we haven't like fallen into a situation by now, for us to truly be successful to achieve the things that we want, our passions, our things that we're good at that maybe aren't a career, we need to find a way to profit off of those. We need to find a way to make side money, side hustles. Like, our generation's full of side hustles because it's so freaking hard to get the money that you need for the life that you're really trying to chase. So it could be a side hustle. It could just be a hobby. It could just be something you do for fun. Like me with my Cricut, I'm not trying to get rich over this. Could I, if I really put a lot of time into it? Probably. I could start selling shit on Etsy and I'd probably really enjoy it for a little bit. I think I might get burnt out on it. And that's why it's something that I'm just doing for fun, because I truly enjoy it as a hobby and a passion. And I don't want that good side to go away. But like I said, it could become something. Maybe it will. Maybe me half-assing it and doing it here and there could become something. I don't think so. I still think business is where I'm meant to be. And technically I could be running my own business on Etsy, but, yeah, I don't think that one's it for me, but it's okay that I make a couple bucks here and there. If I make $4 on making an apron for somebody, cool. That's a coffee. Thanks for my coffee. You know, like the things here and there. But don't devalue your time. Like if you're going to use your hobbies or your passions and you're going to do them on the side because you want to have both, but you know, your career path cannot have that. Don't like discredit yourself. Like your time is still going into it. You still have a skill, and don't just give things to people for free. Like when I go to Taylor's yoga, I'm not going for free just because I'm her best friend. I will 100% pay her for her class. So think of it that way, and think of that your time is still money. Your skill is still money. Yes, you're not making a huge profit, but you're not doubling your price so that you can make it because, I mean, maybe you are because you're going to have a huge side hustle. And like, it depends on like, obviously the passion that we're talking about. Like if it was like a legit side hustle, me making a sweater here and there, like that's not a legit side hustle in my opinion for myself. I'm not over here trying to charge people $50 for a sweater that cost me $25, you know, like those are the types of things I'm talking about. But there are things out there that you can make quite a bit of money off of. But just what I'm really trying to say, long fucking story short, is make $4. Get the coffee. Make enough to pay for your fucking nails to get done. It doesn't matter. Like, I would never expect people to do things for me for free. Like, I've known people that, like, they get their nails done for free from somebody because they can do nails and their family. Or they get their hair done for free because they're a family and they assume that they should not have to pay for it. Bitch, that's fucked up. Like, it just straight up is. So, if somebody has a skill and you want in on it, you should be tipping them, or you should be like, let me buy you this or anything. Let me buy your supplies, whatever it is. Let me come bring you wine and do it with you. Whatever it is, you should never be just like totally taking advantage of people. I don't know why that made me so passionate, but I really, really went after that one. Let me take a drink break after that. Calm my tits. Okay. With this too, as you're going down this path and you're trying to evaluate these careers and your passions, this is when you also need to identify if there are skills and qualifications that you need to build. So me going back to school, that was a qualification, a box that I knew I needed to check if I wanted to be taken seriously. Do people really care at the end of the day that I have a bachelor's? Probably not. It's just one of those things that they're like, well, she has a bachelor's, so she must be worth something. So think of what those skills are or those qualifications that might get you to the next level or that might get you that raise at the job that you have. So maybe you're already pumped about your career path. You're already pumped about your employer, but you're not climbing the ladder the way that you want to be climbing, or you're not getting the promotion, or you're not getting the raise. This is when those skills and qualifications come into play. Start taking on new work so that you can learn those skills. Start building those skills on your own. Start getting qualified to have proof to talk to your boss and say, I have these skills. I have this qualification now. Give me this opportunity. If they still shut you down, then that's probably your sign that you're not going to get what you're after at that company. You're going to work yourself to death and you'll be going down the same path over and over and over again. So it's important that you figure out what those relevant skills and qualifications are and make sure that you're getting them. Do it on your personal time. Read books. Go to conferences, like whatever it is. There's a business conference coming up in April that I was like, shit, do I need to go to this? Those are the types of things where it's like that could be an opportunity for you to learn something new, to give you a new idea that will help your company see your value. Also, like going to a conference and things like that, or a networking event, like those are huge for getting opportunities for a mentorship, to be like people know who you are at that point, or they're like, oh yeah, I met this girl and she does this, and like maybe we should reach out to them. Like having connections and bringing your connections to yourself and others into your company is so huge. It's such a game changer. If you start doing things like that at your company, they're going to be like, damn, this person has it. They are dedicated to the company. They're bringing business to us, or they got us this referral, like whatever it is. But you have to do the work. You have to find those skills, the qualifications. You have to do the networking. You need to look for a mentor if that's what you need. Go to events that are down that path that you're trying to go or that are in those passions, and just start seeking knowledge. Like nobody, like people don't just get like seek knowledge and learn these things and go nowhere. If you're doing these things, if you're reading books and you're really putting yourself out there, opportunities and yeah, your opportunities are endless at that point. If you're somebody like that, you're driven, you're motivated, and things are going to start coming your way, and your networking is going to pay off. You're going to meet people that are just going to take you to the next level, or you're going to get these skills and qualifications that you're going to be like, holy crap, like, now that I have this skill, I learned this thing, and now I actually learned I like this, and I don't even like to do this. Like, it just opens up the possibilities like crazy. So, I think what I would add to like the skills and qualifications too is like, if you know that you're kind of on your way out, like this company is not for you, you've made that decision, Do what you can to get transferable skills. Do what you can to pick up new projects or learn new skills or gain information or knowledge from your associates or your colleagues before you leave. So figure out what chances or opportunities you can take that would give you a skill or give you an opportunity to do it there before you leave. Or if you aren't sure still if you want to be there, but you're committed enough, like take advantage of every opportunity you can. If a project comes up that you might have an interest in or has a skill that you're like, damn, this would be good for me to know, get in on that. Volunteer yourself. Ask for the project. Ask if they need help. Get familiar with it. Just go to lunch with somebody that's working on it and ask their, like, ask them questions. Learn just by talking to them. But take advantage of the opportunities that you can where you're at with what you have, especially if there's transferable skills, especially if it's learning a software that you know is popular, anything like that. So the next thing I would say is, from here, the biggest thing you can do is like take action. And I know that that's the obvious thing, but at the end of the day, it's hard, you know, like it's not easy to move forward with what you want to do, or you've identified all these things and now you're like, holy shit, now that I've identified this, like I'm actually miserable, or I have to leave, or I freaking hate my career path that I've chosen. I've wasted all this money going to school, like whatever. I know that it's not easy. So use this as an opportunity to accept it for what it is, acknowledge that you have identified this is where you want to go, and take action. I know that there's fear of failure. I know that you're so worried that it's not going to work out. I know that there could be financial concerns, and all of this could be complete bullshit if there's serious financial concerns. You know, like if you have to make money, yes, you need to make money. If you're making so much at your job because they've been taking advantage of you, it's going to be really hard to transition to something else because you might not be paid what you were being paid there. So the financial side is really important, but I want you to know that you can always make money somewhere else. So I know it seems like the financial part is scary and switching jobs is scary because, oh my gosh, what if they let you go or whatever? You've been at this other company for so long and there's no way they're going to let you go. Don't think of it that way. Know that you can make money somewhere else. Look for jobs that are going to offer you money that's comparable. You might have to take a little bit of a pay cut, but if it gets you closer to the path that you're trying to go on, 100% always take that shot. Confidence. I know that taking action takes confidence. I know that it's easier said than done. Be confident with yourself. You do not have to have every skill on the job application. You do not have to have every criteria met. You don't even have to know half of the freaking job. You will learn. You can ask questions. They will teach you. They will guide you. You can Google it. Like, just be who you are, be the hard worker that you are, and like, know that you don't have to have everything. Always apply for the job. If it seems interesting to you, fucking apply. Doesn't matter if they give you an interview. Doesn't matter if you don't even get the job, but you had an interview. Like, give yourself the opportunity to see if it's going to be in your path and have the confidence when you go into that, you know, be like, hell yeah, I don't know how to do this, but like, I'm fucking applying for this because I want it. Or hell yeah, I'm scared that I won't get this job and they're gonna ask me questions that I don't know. Be honest about it and be like, honestly, I'm not super familiar with those, but I know that I'm capable of learning it and I have a little bit of experience or whatever, but be confident and be honest. Look for support too, like talk to friends that are in the industry or talk to friends that have been working in any career for a long time, you know, or if you know somebody that's transitioned and ask them how it went. Like you guys heard, I'm sure, in one of my podcast episodes about how it took my coworker deciding that she was leaving for me to leave my almost 10-year career. Like I was like, holy crap. And I leaned on her a lot. Like I went to lunch with her and I asked her how it was going. And like, I was so scared. Like I was so nervous and she gave me advice and she supported me and she helped me. She looked at my resume, like use your friends, use your resources. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Like if you're like, I don't think my resume looks good, send it to me. I love building resumes. It's like one of my favorite things to do. So God, I sound so boring, but use support, ask for support, and get the confidence boost from your support system or get knowledge and understanding by using your support system. I know it can be scary that you might lose your friends, your coworkers that have become like friends slash family. If they're legit friends, you will stay friends with them. Like that's 100%. And you can still meet up with them. It won't be the same. It won't be the same. Like I miss my coworker Sadie every single day. Working with her was literally one of the best experiences of my life. And every single day I miss being able to just vent to her and work with her and trust in her, all of those things. But she's still a friend. We still support each other. Same with my other friend, Chelsea, who I worked with forever. So just know that like, if they're a legit colleague, that's not going to leave. And maybe it's going to look different and maybe you won't see them as much, but they will still be there. And the last thing I would say with taking action that might hold you back is like getting out of your comfort zone. And I know no one likes to do that. I hate doing that. But it's like literally the saying, what is it? Like, if you're comfortable, you're not changing or something. I don't remember. Basically, if you're comfortable, you're never going to grow. And that's one of the things I realized at my last job. And one of the things that kept like, I kept fighting for like more opportunity, more growth, more responsibilities, more money, like all of these things. And it's because I was so comfortable. I could have done my job. I could have done it anywhere. I could have done it blindfolded. I could have done it with my hands tied behind my back because I knew the ins and outs and it was never challenging me. And oh, that's what it is. If you're not challenged, you're not changing. I don't know. But I wasn't being challenged, you know, like I wasn't growing and I could tell. And I was trying to read book after book and podcast after podcast because I was like, God, like I know there's more, but I wasn't getting it at work because my job was so comfortable and so fucking easy. And it was so mundane and boring. And it made me a worse version of myself sometimes because it was so easy. Like I could come to work and do the bare fucking minimum and everything was still handled. And hey, that's first of all, kudos to me and a great representation of how amazing I am at what I do. Baby narcissist, but it's also that where like I am not somebody that's okay with that. Like I'm somebody here constantly wanting to grow and evolve and change and do the most because I fucking love it. And maybe you're okay being comfortable, but then you also have to acknowledge that you are putting yourself in the situation to be unfulfilled. You're putting yourself in the situation to not be passionate about your career, and that's on you. So that's all I can tell you. Okay. I had a couple people submit questions. So I'm going to answer those. I don't know how long this is going to be. So I'll try to not go fucking ham on my responses because clearly I can talk about these things. Okay. First one. I've been feeling unfulfilled in my current job and I'm unsure about my career. How do I identify what I'm passionate about or explore new career options? Well, girl, this whole podcast just told you that answer. But in short, reflect on your activities or hobbies that bring you joy and fulfillment inside work and outside of work. Consider what you like about your job, what tasks and projects you like, what energizes you. What industries do you like or not like? Oh, that's something I should have mentioned. Industries was a big thing for me. I was super hung up when I was first looking because industry specific was like something that industry specific and title specific was something that was holding me back. And once I wanted a bigger firm or not firm, bigger company. I wanted a certain title, like certain things like that. So I didn't apply for certain jobs. And it turns out the job that I currently have, the title was actually office manager. And I was like, fuck, dude, like I'm not wanting to be an office manager, but maybe there's something here. Like the job tasks themselves are very similar to what an actual operations manager does and not an office manager. Maybe, just maybe I can negotiate a job title change. And that's what made me apply. So don't get so hung up on industries and titles and those types of things, but really explore those different things. And yeah, this whole podcast gave you the tools that you need for that question. Second question. I'm interested in making a career change, but I'm worried about starting over or lacking the necessary skills. How should I go about this? Well, again, the whole podcast will help you with that. But I get that. Like, I was so scared to start over. Like I said, I'd been there for almost 10 years. I was about to have my 10-year anniversary. And I was worried that I wasn't good enough. I was worried that I didn't have the right skills. And I still spiraled once I got the job. And I was at like day two of training. I was like, I fucking fooled these guys. Like, there's no way that I can do this job. And now I'm like, I laugh because it's like, God, that was just the overwhelm of training and being in something uncomfortable and new. Like, now I've already built this whole organization on my side to basically run itself like I'm good at. And I literally was like thinking I like couldn't do the job. So maybe it's the fear of the unknown that's making you feel like you don't have what it takes, but odds are that's more of the anxiety and the fear and the uncomfortableness. You probably do have the skills. You probably are worrying more than you need to, which is like, we all will do it. It's impossible not to, but I would just say like starting over isn't a bad thing. I was really worried about starting from the bottom. And I think if you're worried about that, I would explore it a little bit more about like, why is it that you're like that? To me is more of an ego thing. And that's one of the conversations I had with myself is like starting from the bottom. Like that makes me a loser. Like I can't go from being this badass here and then being like, oh, everybody, I started a new job doing this. And everyone's like, bitch, that's like at the bottom of the totem pole. I had to like really have that conversation with myself. It's like, who am I trying to impress? Like that was an ego thing. Like I was worried about other people and their opinions, and other people's opinions of you don't matter. Like if it makes you happy and it's a career path that you want to explore and it's a change that you want, or if it's a stepping stone to get you out of a really crappy situation, fuck whatever they have to say. And like I said, figure out why it is that you're worried about starting over, and what is it, more of a perception thing? Or is it that you've worked so hard? Because I can feel that, but yeah, I would just explore that. And also don't assume that you're going to start from the bottom. You know, like I have a brother-in-law who he refuses to move because he thinks that when he moves here, well, first he doesn't like the city, but he's also convinced that like, as he tries to be working at a new company, which he's like at the top, super comfortable, that he'll have to start from the bottom. And he's like, he's forgetting what he actually brings to the table. So don't forget that. Wow, that was another way too long explanation. What is wrong with me? Okay, next question. I'm torn between pursuing something I'm passionate about and maintaining financial stability. How can I balance my career without worrying about my salary and job security? Well, I would need more context for sure, but I think it just comes down to like, if it's something that you're so passionate about, evaluate that. Like, how do you get financial stability from that? Is there a possibility of financial stability? If not, maybe it turns into that thing where you're kind of doing both, and maybe the thing that you're passionate about blows up and you get to quit your corporate job, like, or whatever it is that's giving you financial stability. You know, like I hear stories about that all the time where people were doing something on the side and it was just because they really enjoyed it and it made them happy, and turns out it became super fucking successful, and then they quit their jobs and now they're making twice as much or something, you know. So don't fixate on it so much, but figure out how you could do both maybe. Or if it's something where you have to quit your job, your financial stability to pursue it, I don't know. It depends. Like, are you married? Can your husband support you? Like, whatever it is, you know, I'd need way more context. But that's a common stress. It's a common dilemma for you to deal with. But I would start by figuring out your financial situation. What bills can you cut down? Can you reduce your financial needs? There's so many things that you could do, like so many paths that you could go for. So yeah, context is huge there. But I think you could figure it out if you really started to like break it down and figure out what that looks like. Next question. What is the best way to quit your job and stay professional while staying true to yourself? Quitting your job is something that's really scary. I would say that I quit my job in a way that I was trying to stay true to myself, but ultimately still was a little bit less professional, burned my company a little bit, but I also had to put myself first a little bit too. And I think it just depends again on the context and the situation, but For me, I started to tell my boss, like, I knew I was getting this job. Like, I already knew, like, I obviously wasn't offered it, but I was like, God, I better start replacing myself because they're going to be fucked when I'm gone. So I told my boss, like, hey, we've had these conversations for a long time. Like, I'm going to start looking. And I knew saying that I ran the risk of being let go immediately because that's an option. So I think those are things that you have to deal with too. Like, can you tell them upfront where you can help them replace? Are they willing to do that with you? Or would you be let go? Are you okay with that? Would you survive financially? But the best way to me to quit is like, A, know where you're going, know what your plan is going to be to a certain extent. And also just be honest, like stay true to yourself by being honest. Like go tell your boss like, hey, unfortunately, this isn't working out for me. I had an opportunity present itself and I'm taking it or I need to take it. You know, like it doesn't have to be anything dramatic. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but you need to just approach it in a way of knowing that you have a path of where you're headed, know why you're doing it. And also the timing. Timing's a huge thing, but also I'm a huge thing that like, I'm a huge person of like, you don't just quit. You need to give notice. If they let you go, like great, that go on vacation if you can afford it. Or just sit at home and relax and enjoy your time. But, it's best usually to have a backup plan, have a job kind of in the pipeline, or money like savings to fall back on. Long story short, again, just be honest and just say like, sorry, it's not working out. You don't need to go into all the details. You can just say you had an opportunity come up, or you can just say like, you know, I've been unhappy. I started looking and this kind of fell into my lap and I'm going to take it. Like nothing wrong with that. Okay. Last question. Cause now I feel like I've talked way too long. So I'm going to only answer 4, I think will be the number. I've been in the same career for years and I feel stuck in a rut. How can I reignite my passion for work and find fulfillment in my job? This kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier is like, you need to understand what you're passionate about. Why are you doing that career? And like, this is kind of where I'm at a little bit right now, is trying to figure out like, what is making me passionate? What does fulfill me in my job, especially is my current job? Like my current job is probably not going to be very fulfilling, but are there certain things that work for me? If I was talking about my job before I got demoted, I would say what I would do is I would probably like, again, highlight the things that I really love about my job. What opportunities do I see within the company? Are there projects or areas or departments that I can help in, start collaborating with, present a idea to your management team about a cross-team collaboration so that you can do more of these other things, looking for different opportunities to challenge yourself or to learn new skills, taking on different projects, anything that aligns with that passion or your inner strengths. And then also like you could seek the mentorship that I talked about or coaching experience or a new career path, you know, like there's so many things. And sometimes, like I said, if you're chasing the dollar, you're forgetting all the things that you're like actually passionate about. So like take money out of the equation and like literally identify like, what do I like about this company? What don't I like about this company? What opportunities do I see at this company? What tasks do I like? What things don't I like? Like literally do what I was saying, but like think of it more literal to the job that you're in, like the career that you're in, the company that you're in, and really break those down. And then also the biggest thing I said, like look for those opportunities where you're at. Like if you feel like you're in a rut, figure out if it's possible for you to get out of the rut and keep elevating. And also sometimes you're in a rut because of your own personal life and the choices that you're making. So maybe it's actually not your job. Maybe it's just you as a person because your home life sucks or you're not happy with your health or you're not taking care of your health or literally whatever it is. Like self-development, which is what we preach all the freaking time, is the number one way to keep yourself out of a rut. So yeah, there's so many layers to that. But yeah, I think that's where I'm going to end it. I'm not going to answer any of the other questions I have. I still really want you guys to submit asking for a friend questions that are like work related because God, there's so many things that happen at work. Like I saw a meme the other day. It was like, if people like were it was saying something like, you want to meet the people that your friends are talking about at work or something. I don't even know. I totally fucked that up. But like, there's something to like, you hear people talking about these people at work all the freaking time and the dumb shit that they do. And I want to answer those hashtag asking for a friend questions, because God, there's just so much that happens in an 8-hour period when you're there every single day. So submit those questions anytime that they come up, send them to me in a DM, send them to me in a text message, send them on the podcast page, wherever, anytime. I will add them to the notes. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope my sound came through totally fine. I hope you enjoyed my ASMR from taking my drinks. And yeah, good luck figuring out your passions and your career potential changes. And with that, I bid you adieu. Oh, also, let me actually say what I'm supposed to say. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, subscribe to us on YouTube, rate us on wherever you listen to your podcast, which like you guys totally got our ratings up, which we'll talk about when me and Taylor record together. But do all of those things, share this with a friend, even if you don't share the actual podcast, which would be really fucking dope if you did, but like have these conversations with people, be like, I heard this on this podcast. It totally changed my life. It gave me so much context, because then that might spark something where somebody else will listen to the podcast and then they keep sharing. Sharing is caring. All right. Anyways, talk to you later. Bye, guys.